Children, I hope you all are keeping well. Today we are going to do the chapter fractions and decimals, where we will focus on decimal. The fraction number whose denominator are 10 or any multiple of 10 are called decimal fractions or numbers. For example, 796.859. Here 7 is in hundreds place, 9 is in tens place, 6 is in ones place, and after decimal we call 8 is in tens place, 5 is in hundredths place, and 9 is in thousandths place. Well, making comparison of decimal numbers, we have to follow certain rules. Firstly, compare the integral part, that is the whole number parts. The decimal number having greater integral part is greater decimal number. Here the decimal part may be any. If the integral parts are equal, then compare the decimal parts. For it, consider the tens digit. The decimal number having the greater tens digit is greater. If the tens digit are also equal, then compare the digits at hundredths place. The decimal number having greater hundredths digit is greater, and so on. For example, in case of 423.5 and 97.893, clearly 423.5 is greater than 97.893 because 423 as an integral part is greater than 97. Similarly, considering 15.50 and 15.75, since the integral part is same 15, so we will compare the decimal parts wherein 50 is less than 75. While doing the addition and subtraction of decimal number, it is same as addition and subtraction of whole numbers. We just have to keep the decimal points vertically with each other. Now, in case of multiplication of decimal numbers, to multiply a decimal by a whole number, we perform the multiplication as if we are multiplying two whole numbers. Put the decimal point in the product to get as many decimal places in the product as there are in the multiplicand. Example, 2.5 into 3 is equals to 7.5. Here, there is only one place of decimal as the number of digits to the right of decimal point is 1. To multiply a decimal by a decimal, we perform the multiplication as we multiply the whole numbers, and in the product we mark off a decimal point to give us as many decimal places in the product as there are in multiplicand and multiplier together. For example, 2.5 into 2.5 is equals to 6.25. Here we count the digit to the right of each decimal point and put it in the product answer. Multiplication of decimal numbers by 10, 100 or 1000, we get a product in which the digits are same as in the number itself, but the decimal is shifted to the right by 1 digit for multiplication with 10, by 2 digits for multiplication with 100, by 3 digits for multiplication with 1000. For example, 153.7 into 10 is equals to 1537. Similarly, 156.1 into 100 is equals to 15610. Similarly, 0.03 into 1000 is equals to 30. Let us see how we perform division of decimal numbers. When we divide number by 10, 100 or 1000, the answer is obtained by shifting the decimal in the number to the left by 1 digit or by 2 digit or by 3 digits, depends on if it is divided by 10, 100 or 1000 respectively. For example, 272.23 divided by 10 is equals to 27223 divided by 100 into 1 by 10 is equals to 27223 upon 1000, which is equals to 27.223. To divide a decimal number by a whole number, we first divide them as whole numbers, then place the decimal point in the quotient as in the decimal number. For example, 0.35 divided by 5 is equals to 0.07, as because 5, 7 times is 35, and since there is 2 place decimal in the product also, it's 2 place decimal. While dividing two decimal numbers, first shift the decimal point to the right by equal number of places in both to convert the divisor to a whole number. For example, 7.75 divided by 0.25 is equals to 775 divided by 100 divided by 25 upon 100 is equals to 775 upon 100 into 100 by 25 equals to 775 by 25 is equals to 31.